With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to post-match reaction here on the Rangers Rabble. As ever, I hope you're all well. I hope you're all doing a lot better than me. There seems to be some kind of bunking about. A lot of folk have got it. But yeah, I hope you're all well. I'm joined by Graham from Graham. Obviously, you're on the build-up. How are you doing?
Good, mate. I enjoyed lots of positives, so I'm a wee bit happy. We got the win, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, it is. So, Rangers 2, St Johnstone 0. We've seen the return of Yanis Hadji. We've seen a very, very good debut performance from Cantwell, as well as a goal from the captain, James Tavernier, and Glenn Kamara. Plenty to talk about within the game itself, Graham. But what was your thoughts on the 90 minutes as a whole?
I think it was a game of two halves. I think first half, I said in the group chat, I was enjoying it. Some of the link up play, and it was a lot of kind of progressive passes. Quite a lot of people were playing forward passes, especially Davis and Goldson were finding Kent, Tillman, and Cantwell on a half turn, and we were getting and facing St Johnstone, creating chances. And I was enjoying watching that and kind of the movement. They were all kind of swapping positions in that as well, which was dragging St Johnstone all over the place, which I kind of predicted in the build-up, so I was glad that came true because I enjoyed that. Lots of positives, and second half kind of playing against 10 men, you always think it's easy, but kind of the managers and the players and that always say it's a wee bit harder than what you think, but I think we kind of made it a kind of dull second half, but the first half was lots of positives.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the manager makes of it, because we controlled the game for 90 minutes, as you would expect. There was loads of great build-up play. We'll come on to speak about Tillman in a wee minute as well. I thought Tillman was excellent, but at the same time, a little bit wasteful at times as well, which kind of, I think, was the story of the game, to be fair. We were in control, great bits of play, but wasteful. That seemed to be the story of the game for me. However, let's jump into what's going to be talked about the most. It's going to probably bring back talk of conspiracies and etc. Well, there's two main points. One's obviously the penalty. We'll come to that in a wee minute. And the second one will be the Nicky Clark red card. For me personally, it's a red. He's got the ball, but he's went in studs high. And it doesn't matter how much he's caught Ryan Jack, who then obviously subsequently had to go off at half-time, but he still caught him high with the studs, Graham. So for me, it's a red. What about you?
If I'm being totally honest, when I first seen it, it reminded me so much of Ryan Jack's red card a few years ago up at Pittodrie, when he won the ball, but he kind of went through, and he got sent off, and that actually got rescinded. So I can see why he's given the red card, but I feel probably the same as what I did that day. As I feel it's, you can give the yellow. It was early on in the match. Obviously, we don't know if Jack's been actually injured through that, but I think it was maybe more he was on a yellow, and we could maybe talk about that later. That could maybe potentially a red card that went to VAR, etc. I think it was maybe taking off. Well, I hope he's taking off for that rather than an injury. But it's one of the ones, it's the old kind of cliche and orange maybe. But I can see why he was giving it. But obviously, we're going to get the like you said, the conspiracy talk and the kind of draining of Scottish football.
Well, the question is, Graham, if that was the other way about and Jack got sent off for that, what would you put your hands up and go, no, that is a red card, or would you be raging? That's always what I look for when I see these decisions given. Obviously, we don't jump straight to conspiracy theories, etc. It's just a case of, and I hate the argument, and I think Andy Little used the argument during commentary as well. He's not one of the types of players. I hate that argument because every challenge should be taken separate. So for me, I think it's one of those, had he just given a yellow card, I don't think anybody would have batted an eyelid. But at the same time, he's given the red, and you can look back on it and go, well, I can see why he's gave the red.
Yeah, I totally agree, mate. It's one of the ones that real fans and none of the conspiracy nonsense, you can see why he's given it, and you can see the argument for it not. So it's a tough decision. The ref made the decision. You go with that decision. It's just one of the ones that obviously previously, as I say, that reminded me of Ryan Jackson at Pittodrie. It's a very similar tackle. Not as, Clark's is a wee bit higher, which I think maybe gives it more a red than what Jack's was that day, because that was kind of down low in the shin. So I don't think you can argue with it really, but obviously it's Scottish football, so there will be arguments about it.
Of course there will. Should Ryan Jack have been sent off?
I've not really seen it back too many times, to be honest. It's a tough one, possibly, but again, they've went to VAR, so you'd think they maybe just went with the rules and then they're happy with that. So I'd say a yellow.
It's very unusual for the referee to go over to the VAR and not change his mind or not make a decision, but Willie Collum seems certain when he looked at it that it wasn't a red. I think it's one of those ones where he goes in quite hard. I think one of the big issues is that the camera angles are terrible for the Jack challenge. And because it's low, because he just catches his foot low, I think Willie Collum's looked at that and thought, that is just a yellow. And for me, personally, I think that's the correct decision. Maybe it's the blue tinted specs. Maybe if it was the other way about, I'd be screaming red card. But it just didn't look to me like a red card challenge.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I was kind of more angry at Jack for being the stupidity going in like that. Because it gives obviously Willie Collum, who's not one of the best refs. And as soon as the tackle went in, I was like, he's going to even us up. And then when it went to VAR, I was like, oh, he's got his chance to even up even more. But I was surprised, but I was more angry with Jack than for the kind of the slackness and the stupidity of going diving in like that. But again, I think a yellow card is fair, I would say.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. Another decision was a penalty for Rangers, or penalty to Rangers, whatever way you want to say it. I love it when we get a penalty, because you just turn on social media and you just know what the replies are going to be. Any argument with the penalty decision?
It's harsh. Again, I've not seen too many replays of it. Like close up, you can see definitely. So I think it's a harsh one, but I'll take it every day of the week. But also, Chris Sutton's already tweeted about it. So
everything that Chris Sutton says is spot on. I'm pretty sure this is the same man who was praising Todd Cantwell, talking about how good a player he is and he's got a bright future, and then he signs for Rangers and he changes his tune. So take everything Chris Sutton says with a pinch of salt. The penalty itself, Mr. Reliable, Captain Tav, steps up and takes it, scores. And I actually thought that today was probably the best game that Tav's had in a while. I thought he was excellent today.
He had his moments, and it was a cracking penalty right in the side net and brilliant finish, and it's always good to see him scoring. But I think still the fitness issues worry me. Sometimes when you remember him like last year, he was running constantly up and down, up and down. It's just, he seems...
Was he not doing that today? I thought he was doing that.
He was doing it, but it's not got the same kind of intensity or powerful running. So I don't know. I don't know if it's just maybe he's getting to that age type thing, but it wasn't a bad performance, but I'd say a 6.5, 7 out of 10. And he obviously got his goal, so it was... I wouldn't say it was his best performance, put it that way.
Well, I just think it's the best performance he's had for a while. No, there's no. You're not agreeing, are you? You don't agree at all, do you? Disagreeing's good. That's absolutely fine. Yeah, I mean, the first half itself, and actually towards the end of the half, St Johnstone probably should have scored. Do you think it's a case of with this Rangers team that we just go through periods where we completely take our foot off the gas?
Yeah, I think we were in total control. And like you say, I can't remember who said in the group chat, we concede too many chances type thing. And we're always giving away two or three good chances in every game. It was the same today. But I think the way Beale's going to be playing, he is trying to get more attacking players on the pitch. And there will be high turnovers because we're taking chances and we're kind of going for the game. So it's been to be expected. But I think we were in total control. In the first half, I really enjoyed watching it, if I'm being honest. So we got the 1-0, and then we kind of went on from there.
You weren't happy with the half-time sub, were you?
No, I was... When I seen the start lineup and I seen Lundstrom on the bench, I put up on Twitter that I was happy it was rested or dropped, probably more like. And I think it was a perfect opportunity. We know he's been playing through injury, to give him the 90 minutes off. We're playing against 10 men at Ibrox. We were in control in the first half. I felt we could have put in a more positive change, and I think we could have continued the first half performance into the second half. And I think Lundstrom coming on, there was quite a lot of slack passing from him and losing the ball and stuff. It's kind of summed up the second half for me.
Are you worried about Lundstrom? The performances haven't been there for a while. He was obviously, like you say, dropped or rested or whatever managers want to use now. Like you say, he came on in that second half and it just seemed to kind of slow the play down. Is that fair? There was a couple of times where his first touch, he loses the ball, he gives away silly free kicks. Do you think it's just a mentality thing now with Lundstrom?
I want to hope it's just he's playing through the injury and it's maybe affecting his first touch and his running ability and stuff like that. But when he came in at first, he was quite poor. And then we had the great Lundstrom, hence why he got the song. We almost won his Europa League, etc. And then he's kind of come back to that kind of first period when he was here. But hopefully once eventually he gets injury-free and more 100%, we can get to see him dictating the way he was and winning the 50-50 battles all over the pitch and covering every blade of grass, and hope we can get that back soon.
Right, I know this isn't Rangers related, but I'm seeing a lot in the comments. I haven't checked myself, but it would appear that Jim Goodwin has been sacked by Aberdeen very, very, very quickly, Graham, because that's hilarious. How the man survived after getting pumped half of Darvel, I'll never know. Because I don't care if they were fighting for third and they were playing really well. You don't come back for a defeat like that. You know, Kashinia never really came back for the progress thing. And they're at a different level than what Darvel are. But to then get pumped, what was it, 5-0 off of Hearts? To get pumped 6-0 the day off of Hibs. I mean, Aberdeen are just a laughing stock now, aren't they?
I think it was funny that Michael Beale said in one of the pressers that they're the third top team in Scotland, and that I don't know if it's mind games, but they're clearly not, because getting beat off Darvel and then, like you say, getting pumped off Hibs and Hearts. But what annoys me about them is it just proves their point even more. The two games that they've played well are against us. They took us to extra time. We were winning 2-0. We had to come back and score two late goals to win the game in injury time, basically. And it just, it sums up Scottish football for me. It's in some state when a team like that, just all they care about is playing us. So good riddance to him.
I know, it's hilarious. And nothing would please me more than to see them slip down the league. Nothing would please me more. Yes, CGM Nisbet scored again. For those of you who watch the regular podcasts that we do, you'll know my thoughts on Kevin Nisbet. I'm going to say no more than that. So, yeah, a big, massive thank you to everybody who's tuning in at the moment. If you haven't already, then please do consider subscribing and give the video a wee like as well. I think it works out that about 40% of people who watch are subscribed. So, if you're part of that 60%, then just hit that subscribe button. Absolutely free. If you want to join as a member as well, you can hit that join button below or click the link in the description as well and you can join as a member. The website's coming out soon where all our exclusive video content will move over to the website. You'll still have the phone-ins and the reactions that we're doing just now on YouTube, all the behind-the-scenes, all the rabble extras, player profiles, etc. Will all be on the members' content over on the website as we move into going full time. Graham, Todd Cantwell, for somebody who hasn't played a lot of football, for somebody who's just joined a new team and doesn't really know his teammates, I thought that was an excellent, excellent performance, and he's only going to get better.
Yeah, I just want to say a few people in the comments are saying that I'm a wee bit being not excitable, so I must admit that first half I really enjoyed it, so I'm going to be positive, so I'm going to come out now. Todd Cantwell, for me, the first half, for someone who says he's not played in 2-3 months, he just looked a breath of fresh air. And I think Ryan Kent and Tillman are loving playing that type of player. And they two as well, I thought, were brilliant in the first half. They were constantly on the ball, constantly moving, dragging defenders in the midfield to visit Johnston away, creating space for others. And their first touch, they were also on the half turn and running and making the through balls, etc. And like I said, the first half, I really enjoyed watching it. And hopefully once the players get kind of the gel a wee bit better and hopefully fitness gets better as well, I think we're going to look a threatening concert going forward.
It's his energy as well, his ability to win the ball back. He doesn't stop. And like I said, Graham, this is a guy who hasn't played much football. And it's almost as if, because all we heard from Norwich fans and people on social media and stuff was that, you know, he'd fell out of love with the game or whatever. He stopped playing well when he was linked to other teams and that. It looks as if he's got his love back for the game, because, again, and I'll repeat myself, he was all over the pitch. He's passing to Alfie, that quick hard pass, flick for Alfie, Kamara goes on and scores. There's not many players on our team who, maybe Tillman, maybe Kent, who would play that pass. And I thought he made a huge difference. And the link-up between him and Kent and Tillman, that going forward, that excites me.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same, mate. And what I liked as well is they weren't just staying high up the pitch. Some were coming towards the ball, which was bringing defenders with them, and then it was creating space for other runners. So because we've got the three of them now, it means if one drops, we'll still get too high up as well. So we're constantly a threat. And the shape looks better as well. Once we lose the ball, the three of them kind of, okay, they're close together and they kind of press well and win the ball back, which Cantwell did very well a few times. And there was one time, I think he played it kind of 1-2 with Kamara down the left-hand side. And we were quite unlucky not to create a chance from that. And that was early on in the game, and it just got better and better as it went on.
And the second goal was an excellent goal. It takes us into a conversation, I think, about Alfredo. Like I say, Cantwell plays that pass. Morelos, beautiful flick into Kamara. And you've got to say, Kamara finishes like a striker, doesn't he?
It was a nice finish, and it was good to see it. I've always said, like, Kamara's got the kind of the swivel hips, he can beat players. He's comfortable on the ball, comfortable with possession and that. But I always feel that he can do a wee bit more going forward, like the kind of runs and he's finishing, like shooting outside the box. I think he can do that better. And it was good to see him get on the score. But like you say, a striker's finish, and hopefully he can get a wee bit of confidence from that.
I don't really know how I feel about this comment. Channel member Ray, Tillman was murdered today again. Now, I have mentioned this on many an occasion, right? When it comes to actually knowing about football, I don't have a clue. I make it up as I go along most of the time, Graham. But apart from maybe a few stray passes, I thought Tillman was right up there for man of the match. I thought he was excellent.
Yeah, I thought he was brilliant today as well. And what I'm noticing more the last maybe two, three games is he is getting back a lot quicker to win the ball back, etc. and stuff like that. But some of the touches, some of the kind of on the half turn, first touches and stuff like that, it's a joy to watch. The only problem I've got with him sometimes is his balance. He gets the ball under control and then kind of runs and then kind of loses his balance quite often. But obviously he's still young and he's still growing into his body. So I think that'll improve. But I thought he was brilliant today along with the other two attacking midfielders.
I know. Listen, I don't think it's so much a problem with his balance. For me, I think those exaggerated movements and the way that sometimes he falls, I think it's all done on purpose. I think he's a really, really intelligent player. And I think he knows exactly what he's doing. I think he's absolutely phenomenal. Morelos, now, like I say, that pass for Kamara, excellent. If that pass is played through to Alfie, I don't think right now we're so confident that he's going to score that. He had a chance in the first half, but he probably should have scored. But I felt, though, Graham, that his all-round play, apart from finishing, but most of his all-round play today, I thought was really, really good. Or am I missing something?
No, I agree, mate. His hold-up play and bringing the wingers and the runners in was brilliant, I thought. And he's getting... We were getting annoyed with him because there was a lot of balls that was getting played to him. And it looks as if he was struggling to actually run to meet the ball. Whereas now I think he's getting on the passes and then he's holding it up and bringing players in. But like you say, obviously he should have had one in the first half when he was 1-1 with the goalkeeper. I've said it for years when he was here. I wish he would work on like kind of wee dink finishes, chip finishes. Because the amount of times he gets 1-1 with the goalkeeper and he hits the goalkeeper when the goalkeeper's like kind of on the ground. I feel as if he could add that to his game and he'd be a better striker and he'd get more goals. But like you say, his hold-up play and all-round play, I thought was brilliant today. And it has been improving, I must admit. But if he can just get he has scored goals, obviously, in recent weeks as well. But he's missed a lot of chances too. So if he can get a run of form where he's getting maybe two or three goals, it'll be much better. And we can start to see the old Alfie, hopefully.
Yeah, listen, doesn't matter. Tillman, Kent and Cantwell were brilliant today. All three played brilliant. James Dalrymple, 449 Super Chat. Thank you very much, James. We just discussed that, Graham. But for you then, moving forward, is that going to be your regular front three?
Yeah, so the three behind Morelos, or whoever the striker is, I'd like to see going forward. Also, we've got Hadji, which was brilliant to see him coming back today. And that gives us another option as well for that kind of the roles, which is great squad strength. But I think he's going to be a wee while getting back up to speed. But they three, for me, excite me. I look forward to watching them once they're playing. And I think once they gel properly and get used to each other, you'll see kind of a bit closer link-up play and it'll create more chances for us going forward.
Yeah, 100%. Right, folks. Well, I think... Graham, unless you've got anything further to add, I think we'll probably call it on that because I am dying of death and I am really, really, really struggling. Just before we call it quits, Graham, we'll just kind of sum up the game actually really quickly. A 2-0 win against 10 men for the majority of the game. The performance itself, the whole performance over the 90 minutes, in fact, we'll touch on Hadji as well in a wee second, but the performance over the 90 minutes against 10 men after a week's break, was it good enough?
I keep saying to myself that we're building and it is coming. I'm more confident watching us under Beale phase came in. His record's been brilliant. We're obviously just minutes away from being 100% record. So I'm happy with how things are going and I think we are building in the right direction. I just feel... everything comes back to the pre-season. I feel as if we had a proper fitness pre-season, the players would be looking better and sharper and all that just now, but I'm just seeing a gradual build-up, which is all we can ask, and keep winning games. So I'd say I'm happy and I'm excited, especially with the three players that we've mentioned. So I'm more happy. I'm getting the excitement buzz back.
For what you've seen today, though, do you think it's still essential that we bring in one or two before the end of the window? Or for what you've seen, and we'll touch on Hadji in a wee second, for what you've seen, though, do you think we've got enough there just to do us until the summer?
It all depends. I don't want us to pay over the odds for Raskin to bring him in if we've got him in a pre-contract, especially if they're adding clauses in like 10% sell-on. I think that's stupidity for the board if we do that. I'd rather, if we've got him in a pre-contract and we're willing to pay, say, 500, 600, 700 grand, we stick to that, no more, and then we just bring him in the summer. I must admit, although Beals did say on his one of the press comments that he's three or four players, I always thought it'd be one or two. So I'm not kind of, I see a lot of fans on social media saying, oh, where's the next players? So I was always kind of expecting one or two. So I'm not too bothered. All depends whether Beal really thinks we can get back into the league. I think we've got enough to do well in the two cups. So it just depends. But I think the summer, that's when the main business needs to be done. So I'm quite 50-50.
50-50, fair enough. Just finally then, Yanis Hadji, get 20 minutes. I didn't expect him to get as much as that, but he got 20 minutes. The first kind of couple of minutes he was on, gave away a couple of passes. It was never about the performance, right, when Hadji came on. It was never about that. Just about getting some minutes in the legs. And the thing I was looking at most was, how is he going to fare when it comes to a challenge? Is he going to back out? Is he going to be full-blooded? How is he going to react? I thought he reacted brilliantly, Graham, and there was a couple of times, in fact, there was one in particular, a lovely blind pass. I can't even think who he put in, but a lovely blind pass, and I thought, that's what Hadji gives you. Wait, you imagine Hadji and Cantwell and Kent and Tillman all on the same pitch, but that is the type of thing that a Yanis Hadji gives you.
Yeah, I think Scott and the group chat, a wee bit tongue-in-cheek when he said Hadji's been rubbish, but that, we expect that. He's been out for, as Tom the commentator said, I don't know how many times, 1 year and 1 week. It was great to see him back. He's a great player, and it was one of the things that I loved. It was a sequence of play. He used his left foot out to the left, and it came back into him, and he used his right foot, and that sums up Hadji for me. And like you say, the challenges, a couple of rough challenges, and he kind of pushed, he got his booking for pushing whoever it was. But he came through it, and there was a 50-50 down the right-hand side next to the dugouts that he kind of went in full force. And like you say, you're quite a wee bit more confident once you see that. But once he gets games, once I get more minutes than I thought it was going today, I thought it would be 5-10 minutes more, so 20 minutes. So he must be doing well in training as well to get that. So it's all positive for me, and it's great to see him back.
And he wanted to be on the pitch. He was excited to be on the pitch as well. Just very, very finally, if I can find the comment, I can't find it. But the young boy in the middle of the park for St Johnston, is it Phillips? Mm. He looked a really half decent player for them, actually. He was the one. He was really good at turning and running away. I thought he looked really well. But listen, we'll call it quits at that, because not, like people have said in the comments, nobody wants to hear me sniffling and stuff like that. So I apologise, folks, for this. It looks a lot worse than usual. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow night for the members show on YouTube at 8 p.m. And then we're back, hopefully, with a phone in on Monday at 7:30 on YouTube for everyone. So thank you very much for tuning in. Graham, thank you.
Cheers, mate.
And we'll speak to you all very, very soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.